Moll, Otto. Otto Moll, born the 4th of March 1915, died the 28th of May 1946, SS Hauptscharführer at the war's end, was employed as a gardener at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp until May 1941. Then he was transferred to Auschwitz, where he served in the same role. According to his own statement during post-war interrogations, he was deployed to excavate mass graves at Auschwitz in 1942. After that, he was transferred to the Monowitz camp in late 1942, where he remained until early 1944. He was then transferred to the Gleiwitz subcamp, where he remained until the evacuation in January 1945. After the war, he was arrested by U.S. forces and held in Dachau, where imprisoned defendants were systematically tortured, as the U.S. commission led by Van Roden and Simpson determined later. Charles S. Bendel testified during the British Bergen-Belsen show trial that Moll had been in charge of an inmate unit deployed at the gassing bunkers, where these inmates buried and later burned corpses during the summer and fall of 1942. Bendel moreover asserted that, during the deportation of Jews from Hungary between May and July 1944, Moll was put in charge of all Birkenau crematoria. These claims entered the court's verdict, and thus became legally indisputable quote-unquote facts. An analysis of Bendel's various claims demonstrate, however, that he lied through his teeth on multiple issues, hence is untrustworthy. Other witnesses, who made similar claims about Moll, are Stanislav Jankowski, Henrik Tauber, Schlamer Dragon, and Philip Muller. See their respective entries for an assessment of their trustworthiness. Due to these unchallengeable claims, Moll was sentenced to death on the 13th of December 1945, after a show trial staged by the U.S. in Dachau. Before he was executed, U.S. investigators interrogated him several times, probably to get quote-unquote confessions, with which they could prosecute other former German officials, who were still awaiting their trial. During those interrogations, Moll accepted the claim that he was head of the crematoria during the claimed extermination of the Jews deported from Hungary. However, whenever he was asked for any details about the crematoria, and about gassing supposedly taking place in them, he displayed a striking ignorance of the most basic, claimed features of these facilities, clearly showing that he had never set a foot into these facilities, let alone managed their operations for 2 months. When asked about the operations at the so-called Birkenau bunkers, he insisted that he did not know what the interrogator was talking about. Moll did not even change his mind when the interrogator pointed out to him that he was already a dead man, and that they would let him live only as long as he was willing to talk and confess. Moll insisted on his innocence and asked to be confronted with his former boss, the former Auschwitz camp commandant Rudolf Huss. The Americans actually made this happen. They let both men talk in the presence of an interrogator and recorded the exchange. Huss, however, had been tortured by the British so severely that his spirit had been broken. He repeated any kind of historical nonsense his captors demanded him to confirm. During the confrontation with Moll, Huss betrayed him. Step by step, Huss and the U.S. interrogator tried coercing Moll into confirming all Huss was claiming about him. Moll fought valiantly and desperately, but ultimately in vain. He was hanged 12 days later. For more details, see Matonio 2020b, pages 80-104, 229-231.